You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast.
It's 15 after 6 o'clock. You're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm Duduzile Ramela and former Fifi Peters on this Wednesday. Let's take a look at this now. Private hospital group Mediclinic has reported a steady performance in the year to end March 2022 with an 8% increase in revenue, which is now 5% higher than pre-pandemic levels as patients returned to hospitals. The group's earnings was up by 22% at £522 million, while reported operating profit was up 34%. It reported a jump in headline earnings per share to 19 pence from 9.6 pence in the previous year, and a proposed final dividend of 3 pence per share. Mediclinic's share price jumped almost 4% following the release of the company's results. We now speak to Ronnie van der Merwe, the CEO of Mediclinic. Ronnie, thank you so much for availing yourself this evening. I guess a big congratulations is in order. How would you characterize the results?
Thank you, Lulu. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And I really appreciate your looking after our business as well, or interest in our business. We had strong operational and financial performance during this financial year, as you've just outlined, and we are quite pleased with that. It was driven by increases in volumes in all three our territories, our divisions, strong increase in volumes, as you said, with us basically recovering from this successive waves of the pandemic, and also a little bit of increased capacity that we've created over time. So we are very pleased with our results. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When we delve deeper into it, what should this signal to South Africans? Does this suggest that maybe the worst is behind us?
From the perspective of the pandemic, we can work with what we have. So if I look into the future, and we get asked this question a lot of times over, What is the future hold for us in terms of generic? And we can only work with what we have. So currently, there are no new virulent viruses on the horizon, variants of COVID-19. The only one we have at the moment with certain substrains is Omicron, and we've had a couple of those waves now. To say that it will not affect the business, I think is somewhat naive. There will be a lingering effect in this year, and we've factor that into our planning, but as it stands now, we don't foresee a big, huge new wave with in the same way that we've had the Delta, and that it will affect us, our business, to the extent that it had in the previous financial year. I just have to point out that this current financial, that this year that we are reporting on, we still have quite a big number of inpatients of COVID in our South African environment. But when you look at March, February, and March, we saw our occupancies back to pre-pandemic levels and the case mix getting more or less back to where we were. So we, in our planning, we think we are trending back to pre-pandemic levels of activity in the healthcare sector in South Africa.
Fair enough. I guess it is also important to underscore that the pandemic is still very much with us. But the company had set out four key priorities to guide your actions at the start of the year. Let's start with the first one, being dealing with the pandemic effectively.
Yes, and from the outset, we said we're gonna treat, we're gonna test, and we're going to prevent. So we've treated more than 85,000 inpatient COVID patients, and they were really sick. The bulk of them in the South African hospitals, and this is spread over the entire time of the pandemic. Throughout the entire group, we vaccinated 1.5 million people, and we've done a lot of testing, on a one-on-one basis in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, PCR tests, and then in Switzerland, we did a lot of mass testing together with government. So we work very closely with governments in all three divisions to make sure we play our rightful role in fighting the pandemic. And I have to say, by now, we are very well versed in terms of dealing with this kind of pandemic, treating COVID and non-COVID patients all at the same time in the same facility. So we are ready for any new eventuality that might come along. And our staffs has been strengthened to all of this. They had a hard time. And I have to say, I'm really, really proud of our people. I mean, our nurses, frontline nurses, our doctors, they did an incredible job, both this year that we're talking about now and the previous one. And then also, obviously, the back office staff who supported them.
Sure. What about progress towards pre-pandemic profitability?
Yeah, so on an EBITDA level, we had a 17.5% profitability level, a margin, EBITDA margin of 17.5%. It dropped down to 14.2% in the previous financial year, and then this one that we are reporting on now, it came back up to 16.1%. So we increased our margin with almost 200 basis points, and we're obviously very pleased with that. It took a lot of hard work. So we're not back yet to 17.5%. We are trending back, and one of our biggest priorities is to get back to pre-pandemic levels of profitability on the EBITDA line. And, we've got various initiatives in place to do so, and our staff and our teams are all very motivated to get there.
I see you are really underscoring the importance of your team, which is great to hear. What of the execution of the Mediclinic Group strategy?
So while we were dealing with COVID, we've also been executing on our strategy. And this strategy is a very important one. We formulated it in 2019. And we said we want to position the business for the future based on healthcare trends that we see emerging. And a lot of it's about medical technology, consumerism, and things like that. So we want to get involved in the continuum of care in different care settings. We don't want to only be a hospital operator. And in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, we already have that. We have hospitals, we have outpatient clinics, radiology, laboratory services, comprehensive cancer care. We're starting to do more mental health, dialysis, hospital at home, chronic health care. We're doing all of those things now, starting to do that in South Africa, starting to do that in Switzerland. And the reason is we want to strengthen the positions of our hospitals and getting those referrals in, but also the continuum of care gives us optionality for additional revenue streams in the countries in which we currently are. We also want to become a lot more technologically orientated. So a lot of the work we do is to digitalize the company and many of the processes to be able to deal with big data. Also, very important other strategic imperatives, we want to become more business-to-consumer orientated. We are traditionally a business-to-business orientation. And now with digital means and patient-facing applications, of which we have rolled out one in each of the divisions, as pilots, we are going to develop relationships directly with our target market as well, and so that we can serve them better. It's very exciting. We're also becoming more innovative. So a lot of exciting things, but this is a long-term strategy, and we need to develop new competencies in the business, and obviously these things take time. But the team is all fired up and it's quite exciting.
Sure. Were you able to improve the group's value, which is one of the priorities you'd set out to achieve this year?
That's correct. You know, that's the fourth priority we set out ourselves to do. So we've got three businesses on three continents. And everybody said, but, you know, there could not possibly be synergies between those. But there are, and we're doing a lot of that. So we procure internationally. So our supply chain management is excellent as a result of international procurement. We get benefits of scale. Same with ICT and also with procurement of equipment. So all of the benefits of scale and best practices and knowledge, know-how, especially also during the pandemic, we share all of those things. We act as a group. We align everybody. And we're just much stronger together. So this is work in progress, but we've made good progress in the last year on this matter as well. I'm quite pleased.
Yeah, it's a long game, right? So what of Spire Healthcare Group's performance?
Spire Healthcare is a company in which we have a 29.9% shareholding in. It's a UK-based hospital group. And we are a supportive shareholder in that business. We don't have any operational control, but we have a board seat. And I'm actively involved with the management and the rest of the board there. We are supportive of their strategy as well as their execution.
Ronnie, finally, what's the outlook for the group?
The outlook for the group would be that in the next financial year, FY23 for us, that we will maintain or we will make progress on the momentum we've created in financial year 22. And that is get those volumes in, build our revenue, our top line, get our profitability improved. And so the short answer there is we will continue with the momentum we've built up towards improved revenue and profitability. So all in all, a very positive outlook for us.
Sure. Ronnie, if I could just maybe just pose the last question in terms of all the three continents where you operate and dealing with the different governments, what have been some of the highlights or challenges that you can just talk us through?
I think the highlights by far and away was during COVID, we came together in working with governments in a way that we would never have thought would be possible. So very, very close collaborations and cooperations in, let me start, in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. It's two different departments of health, and we've been doing a lot of work with them, specifically dealing with COVID, and I can clearly see that that fosters better relations, a better understanding between government and private sector. Similarly, in Switzerland, most of that happened at cantonal level, and, you know, we have operating in 10 different cantons, which all have their own peculiarities and how they deal with healthcare. In terms of, for instance, mass testing and vaccination centers, we did a lot of work with them. We even did some of their cases for them while they were dealing with COVID cases in the state hospital. So a lot of that in South Africa, maybe not as good as we had in the other countries. But similarly, I mean, we've engaged with government through our representative bodies, and clearly there has been a closer understanding of each other, and we obviously, we were quite happy to deal with state patients should that become necessary. So at a provincial level, we also had made good progress in terms of relations. Those are really highlights for me. It was quite positive.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Ronnie van der Merwe is the CEO of MediClinic.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.